Welcome to this week's installment of the 4040 Project, visiting 40 Missouri towns to celebrate the 40th anniversary of KBIA. I'm Kelly Geringer. About halfway between Columbia and Boonville, the small town of Roachport is more well-known than many nearby towns similar in size. On a packed patio at Trailside Cafe and Bike Shop in Roachport, members of the Easy Tunes band strum their guitars while people wander from the Katy Trail to listen.
Came here for a charity bike ride and fell in love with the place.
That's Larry Horning, the owner of Trailside. Since 1990, it has been a favorite pit stop for the Katy Trail's regular bikers and hungry hikers.
The lady that's playing the keyboard out there today, she's in her late 70s. She comes once or twice a week and rents a bike for 1 hour. It's back in 1 hour. Every week, we don't even make her fill out a rental form because she's so regular.
Yeah, we're a full-service repair shop.
Andrew Erb works part-time on weekends as a bicycle mechanic.
We see a lot of flat tires.
He says the 235-mile-long Katy Trail is what draws people to Trailside.
A lot of people will park here at the trailhead because this is a great place to get on the trail, and it's one of the most beautiful sections of the Katy Trail. And a lot of people are riding out from Columbia, you know, make a day ride out of it, and it's about 40 miles round trip.
The trail doesn't just attract people from Columbia. It brings people from all over.
Oh, it's very diverse. We get college students. We get all age ranges. People from all over the United States. We just had people from Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis.
Pat McDermott and his wife Diane come to Trailside all the way from Des Moines, Iowa to celebrate their 36th anniversary. They rented a couple of bikes and are heading for the trail.
We came down just to, you know, go to the wineries and do the bike trail and enjoy the weather. And we enjoy biking a lot at home, and we heard about the Katy Trail, so we just thought we'd try it out.
The McDermotts are only making a short ride, but Herb says many visitors make longer trips.
You go like 9 miles, that's McBain, and there's Cooper's Landing, and it's about 15 miles by trail from here. And then Hartsburg would be about the next stop, and it's another 10 miles past that. And then the Jeff City trailhead is 35 miles.
Larry says other small towns throughout Missouri depend on the trail for economic success, just like Roachport.
The only big towns on it are Sedalia and Jeff City, then Boonville, I guess, would be the third largest. So they're mostly really little towns, but they've all got really neat little shops and B&Bs and a lot of wineries along the trail.
Four men in bright blue biking suits drove from Lee Summit to Boonville, then biked to Hartsburg and found their way to Trailside in Roachport. It's John Perry's first time at Trailside.
For me, it's a really, really nice change to get out in the trees and away from people that tend to get a little angry when we do something out of their ordinary. It's awesome. It's nice. No traffic. The river, scenery, peace and quiet. It's really been pleasant for me.
Kelly Geringer, KBIA News.